Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, my name is Deborah Curry, and I have been charged every month on something that I don't ever order, don't have. I don't know what it is. And most recently, on October 27th, I was charged $56.95. I don't know what it's for.
All right. I'm more than happy to look into it. One moment.
It's been going on for quite a while.
Yes, ma'am. And that first and last name, and I want that billing address for security purposes, please.
Deborah Curry, C-U-R-R-I-E, 2107 Lakeside Bend Court, Houston, Texas, 77077.
All righty. And the transaction is loading. Still here.
Okay, good.
All righty. Let's see. Alrighty. So yes, reviewing the profile, it does shows that there was a survey that was taken to win that Wi-Fi booster. Showed that it was won and paid the $7.45 for it to be shipped out. Federal tracking number shows that it was shipped out. So within the 24 to 48 hour time frame, if the profile wasn't canceled, then the subscription charge will automatically apply. Do you not remember receiving the Wi-Fi booster?
Never got anything like that, no.
Okay. Because someone in your household?
No. I got a 92-year-old mother living here. She wouldn't know what the heck it was. No.
All righty. So, yes, ma'am, because someone in your household, well, you said you only have. Okay, so yes, ma'am, we do take fraudulent charges seriously, whomever made the purchase without your authorization. IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted, and if these are charges that you've made and you just do not care to pay, then this could result into a fraudulent fine. It will take 3 to 5 business days for funds to fall back into your account. I do have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
All righty, so that's going to be C like Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's going to be 262.
Okay.
845.
Okay.
61.
Okay. And so this is a charge, $56.95. I've been charged every month for service of some sort. Is that correct?
So basically, yes, ma'am. It was for the $125 gift card that they would email to you each month.
I never got anything like that. I don't know what this is all about. I think it's, I don't know what this is. Somehow, somebody, I don't know if it's if your company, I don't even what company are you? True Vital?
The name of the company is Top Central Saving, is what appeared differently on your end. The company can't apply you to anything. It has to be done online. So, yes, ma'am, whatever device it was taken on, it will link us back to that exact device. However, the company did not make purchases for the customer at all.
You what?
The company do not make purchases for a customer at all, ma'am.
Well, this is so wrong. I mean, I don't
Well, we didn't do it. It was a purchase that was made online. Do allow
well,
a 3 to 5.
Somebody made it.
Okay.
Somebody got a hold of this credit card number, and why would I? I got Wi-Fi here. I got Xfinity. I don't know what this thing is that you're talking about. I do not answer surveys on anything because of this kind of stuff that happens, and all of a sudden you get charged for crap. So I know I didn't do it.
Okay, well, it's counseling and refund. It's 3 to 5 business days for the findings to fall back into your account. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
So I will get a refund on this $56 and all the rest of them?
So reviewing the profile, it shows that there will be 3 refunds of $56.95 and plus that $7.95 entry fee.
Good. Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.